talking about the Rosh, that the Rosh says that the person has to be Mizrachit b'tachlos harichuk from Chanifus. So the question was, why is Chanifus so chomer? So he mentioned last week on Thursday, there's one element of Chanifus as being machnet to Rishoyim, and that's improper to be machnet to Rishoyim. The person is showing his value system, and it's a wrong value system. But they said there's another element of Chanifus, the Chumrah of Chanifus, why Chazal said it's one of the Dal Kitas, which are not by Tabo Pnei Shechino. There's a Pasuk in Mishlei, it's in Mishlei Chof Beis Yutes. The Pasuk says, Li Yois Pashem Yiv Tachecho. In order to that, you should put your reliance on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hoydaticha Hayom Af Otza. That's why I've made known to you today. So the Gaon says on this, the Gaon is Pirush Mishlei. So, K'moshe Nemar, V'yokum Edus B'Yakov, B'Stara Son B'Yisrael. Pasuk in Tillim. Pasuk says that V'yokum Edus B'Yakov, the person put Edus B'Tara in Klal Yisrael, which he was, I've a sin al Adim, leaving the ham, which the person gave it to us, and we should then pass it on to our children. Man Yedu Der Acharon, in order that the generations should know, V'yasimu B'Elakim Kislam, that they should put the reliance on the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Pirish, v'yokem edus b'yakov is edel heim nevi muksuvin. The Torah he Torah. The Torah nevi muksuvin were given to Klal Yisrael, some by Yisrael. V'ikra nesinas haTorah liYisrael. The main purpose of nesinas haTorah liYisrael, who kadesh shiyasimu b'tchanan b'Hashem, shenemar v'yasimu elokim kislam. The purpose of nesinas haTorah, the main purpose of nesinas haTorah to Klal Yisrael, is we should learn to have b'tochan and HaKadosh Baruch. That's the purpose of nesinas haTorah. Ask you, what's the tachlis of the whole Torah? That the Vilna Gaon, the tachlis of the whole Torah is, you should have bitachon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And, you should, yisapri la'akak livneyem, k'ma shenemar l'man yidu d'acharon, v'hu l'fi she'ikir ha'kerl hu ha'bitachon ha'sholem, v'hu klal kol ha'mitzvus. Kol ha'mitzvus are niklal in the concept of bitachon, and that's pshat in the pasuk over here, liyos b'shem yiftachecha, in order that you should rely on, put your reliance on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I've given to you, all of the Torahs are given to you, and for yourself, and after you and your generations should know this concept. That's the purpose of Kol Torah Kul. V'zehu. Now, Pashis, it's a Gemara, right? The Gemara says in Malchus that the entire mitzvahs were given to Moshe B'Sinai. The word Torah is Torah Sivul and Moshe. Torah is Gematria 611. Moshe taught us 611. And Noach and Eliyahu heard directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's 613. And the Moshe says, David Melech came and he took the 613 mitzvahs and he made them into 11 mitzvahs. Came along Yeshaya, made it to 6. The Moshe says, finally, that the end of the last chesh of the Gemara is Chavachu came v'hemidon on alachas. There's one mitzvah which you can boil all the Torah down to one mitzvah. The one mitzvah is tzadik b'emunoso yichya, that a person will live with his emunah. So the Gaon's masber that what's tzadik b'emunoso yichya? What's the difference in emunah b'tochem? Emunah is the idea of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. We have an idea that a Kadosh Baruch Hu was the source of everything. We know that. We believe it b'emunah shleim, etc. When you could translate that idea into reality in your life, that's the Midah B'tochen. The purpose of all of the mitzvahs is to generate the reality in our lives that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is real to us. We recognize the reality of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. We put on tefillin, that's an edus that Kadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim. We're makbid on gezel because the Rosh says that we don't take something which doesn't belong to us. So that person, I have to eat. The person says, no, don't look to somebody else's money to eat, look to me to eat. The source of everything is from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's the tachlis of Kol Torah Kula, the Vilna Gaon says. That a Kadosh Baruch Hu should be real to us. Not that we should do mitzvahs, not that we should learn Torah, not that we should daven. All those are hechatimsa that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is real, which means a person can go through his whole life and do a lot of mitzvahs and a lot of learning. I'll come to Shemayim and say, okay, I'm ready to get the scars. So the Rosh says, no, you didn't touch the tachlis of Torah. If a Kadosh Baruch Hu isn't a reality in your life, he doesn't define what's your life. You didn't touch the Torah. It's a nice religion called, we'll call it Judaism, but the Baruch Hashem's Torah, it's not. That's not, because you didn't touch into the Bar Yoma. If you didn't plug into the Kadosh Baruch Hu,
and the Baruch Hashem is real to you, which means when you decide, I make a decision. So, what does the Kodesh Baruch Hu want? Isn't your defining factor? You know, I have these questions, why it's, I should do it, and why I shouldn't do it, maybe it's osur, maybe it's mutter, etc. What does the Kodesh Baruch Hu want from you? Are you defining your life by what a Kodesh Baruch Hu wants from you? Then the Kodesh Baruch Hu isn't real to you. Because if he's real to you, you would have to define that. So Chazal said, a person who's a... why somebody flatter somebody else? Because I want to get something from them. I don't flatter them because I, you know, again, flattery is not because I like them. It wouldn't be flattery. Why am I flattering somebody? Because I expect to get something from him. Excuse me? Where do you get something from? From who? From him? Kabbal Kerber is still Russia. From him? Where do you get your? Where do you get anything in this world? You want to become a Pnei Ashkina? You can't. I'm sorry. You're on the wrong planet. This is Russia's planet. He's the source of everything. Not this fellow next to you. And if he wants to give it to you, he'll give it to you. He's not going to give it to you. This fellow's not going to help you. You do something because there's a Bari Olam, and you're yashur and straight because of the Bari Olam, and that's the only deciding factor, buddy. So the Rosh says you should take Chanifus and run the other way. You should distance yourself from Chanifus. Betachlus Harichuk, he says, it's the most disgusting thing in your life. Who would want to have shy? Because I should pander to somebody. He should give me benefits. That's how I define my life. Your head isn't screwed on straight, Dr. Rush. I run the other way. Why should I want to ever let myself think that a human being is defining what I get? That's who I want to be. I took the whole Torah of the Bereshit, the Bereshit's Torah, which the Tachlis is to make a Kodesh Baruch Hu real. And I said, you know what? That's very nice. Moses is Moses, but business is business. You know? The Rosh is like, it's so obvious. You think about it, like, you know, what's the chiddush of the Rosh? Like, but Teretz is, you know, the points are obvious. Have to keep chazering and chazering and chazering. Let's go back a step. Bitochen is, I want to maybe just explain the concept of Bitochen, because I think some of the older fellows have heard me talk about Bitochen before, but the new guys haven't. I just want to talk about Bitochen again. Bitochen, you're thinking, oh, everything will turn out fine. The light of Kodesh, everything will turn out fine. That's not what Bitochen is. That's what the Vilna Gaon said. The Tachas Kol Terkula, that you should, you know, that you should sleep good, you know, sleep well at night times. You're not worried because the Rosh will take care of everything. That's the Tachas Kol Terkula. You should sleep well at night. So we spoke last week. We spoke about a Kodesh Baruch Hu is real in a person's life. I cannot tie my cup and see this other minor oil. We talk about the following. This is a mashal I've used before, and it's an important mashal. You know, keep chasing over the mashal. The once was. Rabbi Montem told me, however, before I started the mashal, that it's not a good mashal to use kings, because nowadays we don't relate to kings. We don't relate to kings. I ever saw a king in my life. Is there a king which exists nowadays? I don't relate to the concept of kings. I live in the time of the Tsars, where they had the power of life and death, and people would walk in front of the Tsar, the most intelligent, powerful person in the world, would sit there trembling to the point that he couldn't open his mouth from pachad. You understand what a king is? We don't understand what kings are. We don't get the concept of kings, but this mashal needs a king because it's the only thing which works as a king in the mashal. That's my apology up front. Go. There's a king. He has a tremendously powerful king. He has a gigantic medina. He has resources beyond belief. Besides that, he's also very intelligent. He's very sage, and he's a caring king. He cares about his subjects and the citizens of his country, and he makes himself available. A few times a week, he meets with private individuals. You can make an appointment with the king, and he will sit and listen to you and discuss your issues. And that's part of the way he runs his country. So a person hears that sounds like a wonderful thing to do. So he sets himself up an appointment. Obviously, it's many months before he can get into the king. And he gets a 4-hour session with the king. For 4 hours, the king is totally focused on him. Nobody else focuses only on him. So he comes into the king. Obviously, he's there the morning of his appointment, and he's there very nervous, what's it going to be like, etc. The most powerful king in the world, the most powerful, you know, this tremendous resource that is power of life and death. And he's trembling, he walks into the king, and the king sits him down and says, tell me what's going on in your life. And he sits and he focuses and he focuses on him and he talks to him. And he understands him and he gives him advice and he gives him financial resources and he says, I'll be there for you. Whenever you need any help, here's a special phone line to call. Everything, just make sure that you are taken care of. The feeling at that point in that person's life of being cared for, being enveloped with the security of a child in its mother's arms is a small muscle to the feeling of security that the person has at that moment. That's bitachon, my friends. That's what the meaning of bitachon. When you understand you're in a Kadosh Baruch Hu's arms to the point that you feel that there's nothing that nothing can bother you. That's only shaykh, Kadosh Baruch Hu is totally real. So the king says, before you leave this room, I said, I understand, you know, right now you feel wonderful. And you're interested in looking, right, the relationship is wonderful, and it's warm, and it's geschmack, and you can't think of anything else but this relationship. You're going to walk out the door, and you're going to forget it. So I'm going to give you X amount of things to remind you about what it feels like to be inside this room. I'm going to give you things that you have to review every single day to remind yourself of this relationship. I'm going to things you shouldn't be doing. I don't want you stealing anything because then you forget that you can come to me and get it from me. I don't want you saying bad to other people because, you know, I love all my subjects. And remember that everybody belongs to me. And again, so that's the Tayag Mitzvahs. Tayag Mitzvahs are all a way to remember what it feels like in that room. That warm embrace of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, that's what the Vilna Gaon is saying. Sakina, the guy sitting in that room and, you know, he's keeping up with the Joneses, and his friend drives by with the latest wagon, you know, honks his horse, you know, hey, look at me. Like, I couldn't care less about your horse. You got the fanciest horse in the town. I have the king. I have this wonderful, warm embrace of the king. I don't care about you. That's the kina, which is mitzis adam in olam. Covid, I'm looking for somebody else to give me respect. I am sitting in the king's room. I don't need your respect. I'm so embraced and so overwhelmed with that feeling of connection that I really don't need you, your approbation. I don't need your approval. As a matter of fact, I don't want it because it's going to cause me to focus away from that reality of living in that wonderful room. That's the meat of bitachon. It's an embracing reality that nothing can faze a person. Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu was totally real. Rashiva used to always say over at Chof Tamas, the Telzer, the yard site for the city of Telz was Chof Tamas. The Nazis Yimach Shmom came into Telz, and they came in before, but Chof Tamas, they took all the men, they took them outside of the city, and they killed all the men of the city. So the yard site, every year Chof Tamas was special tefillahs, etc. They used to say in yeshiva. So Shiva used to always give a shmuz. Gifter used to always give a shmuz. Many times he would say over the story of how the Telzer Rav was killed. You listen to the story and you say, you know, this person lived in a different planet. He didn't live on the same planet as us. He lived in a planet where Kodesh Baruch Hu was totally real. He says, the Nazi Yimach Shemom took the Rav and they were very mechubazik. Herr Rabbiner, who is thine God? Herr Rabbiner, where's your God? As he was taking the hammer, he was banging the hammer on the Rav's skull to break his skull to kill him. And as he's banging the hammer on the head of the Rav, he says, "Then where's your God?" And the Rav, this is the people who survived, says, "You know, they saw the Rav." He says, "He's not only my God; he's also your God. And one day, the whole world will know." And that was the last thing that he said. The Nazi killed him, and he fell into the pit. Under those circumstances, to be totally, he said, with total equanimity, like he could be giving a shiur. Because Kadosh Baruch Hu was real to him. The goal of Kol Torah Kula is that Kadosh Baruch Hu should be real to you. So real that you could, whatever situation you're thrown at, whatever hits you, doesn't faze you, accuse that. There's a book, I just came back to my mind, Sabota. Sabota is a book written about a person who spent 20 years in the gulags in Russia. He refused to work on Shabbos. And for 20 years he was able to survive in the gulags without ever once being mekabel Shabbos. And he describes in the book the different things that they did to him to attempt to force him to break him. They shouldn't keep his Yiddishkeit. You look at the book, and you read it, it's excruciating to read. Like after a while, you're supposed, you can't read it anymore. So they would transfer him to a new prison, and they would start over again. You know, and they would describe what they did to him. They put the punishments, the confinement, the pulling on his arm. It was, and he wouldn't give in. Rabbi Isai, Rav Volbe writes in one place, if our moon is the way it's supposed to be, that we are supposed to be all be able to live under that madrega. It's halacha. It's halacha. The person comes, lahavar al-adas, yimukhubdi mersa nefesh, for any one of the mitzvahs. Kavachomer for Shabbos. They come with lahavar al-adas. Are we ready to live like that? Can we handle such a thing? That we could, can we handle standing in a room where everybody telling us that we're fools, that, that you're a fool and you're a stupid idiot for believing what you believe in, day in and day out for 20 years. And you say, you know what? You're wrong and I'm right. That's what Pitochin is. That's what Pitochin is. Because we're so real that they're idiots. I'm not the idiot. And they could tell me, I could stand all by myself in a room for 20 years with people always telling me that you're a stupid idiot for believing what you believe in, day in and day out, making fun of me. And I say, you know what? They're wrong and I'm right because Kodesh Baruch Hu is real. That's what Torah is. And how many people would be able to withstand that? Says Dr. Rush, run away from the Hanifas with Tachal Chariku. Yeah, I'm going to get better from this fellow. That's where the source of everything is from. From this person. It's from Kodesh Baruch Hu. This is an avoider. This is an avoider of a lifetime. But you have to understand where you're going. We have our plans, and we have our cheshbonos, and we have all these different things of how life is supposed to play out. And where does the Kodesh Baruch Hu fit into the picture? How many times have you thought about what does the world want from us? What's the tachlis of life? After 120 years, you come to Baruch Hu, I was a good boy. I did everything I was supposed to do. What? Where? When? Baruch Hu says, did you ever think about me? What I want? Do you ever define your life by what I want from you? It means I'm not real to you. So you didn't do anything. You're not becoming a Peneshkina. That's what the Rosh is saying. The Arba Kizus are not becoming a Peneshkina. So it's the professor, and it's the boss, and it's the doctor, and it's the this, and it's the lawyer. It's the lawyer, it's the doctor, it's the professor, it's the boss. That's where you get anything from. And you have to be careful how you talk to them, because they're going to get... That's what it's all about. It's a heavy piece of rush. I can tell you, it's a heavy piece of rush. He starts it very heavy. You know, the Gaiva we relate to, you know. Gaiva. Well, can't be about Gaiva. Chanivas, you know, we don't relate to it. We don't relate to it. How difficult we define our lives in the world of Chanivas. I don't care, you know, Kashom, you know, we lie, etc. But we look at other people as the source of our sustenance. And that's not what life is about. So the Rosh is saying that a person, if anything, should want to run the other direction. He should mirachik himself from chanifus betachlus harichu.